Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Wednesday evening, and pleased to be joined this 5 o'clock hour by Cam Wake, Pro Bowl defensive end from the Miami Dolphins, who's actually over in London right now getting ready for a promotional tour, getting everybody geared up for the Wembley Stadium appearance for the Dolphins against the Raiders in Week 4. Cam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Doing well, and so we mentioned you're over in London. How's the experience been so far?
Man, so far it's been amazing. Finally get to come over here and kind of, like I said, get an appetizer for the main course when we actually come over here during the regular season. So just kind of like seeing the lay of the land. We got to go over to the stadium and, you know, we got a lot of good fans over here too. So it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, you mentioned the fans. Have you gotten a feel for kind of the anticipation for these games over in London? There are going to be three of them kicking off, you know, first in Week 4 with you guys against the Raiders. How are the fans receiving the NFL over in the UK?
Well, so far it's been really good. I think it's kind of like probably us quote unquote Americans have been over the past few months with the World Cup and the soccer. You know, I've not necessarily something that I normally watch, but you know, now I kind of got a more appreciation for what they do in this sport, and now I can kind of call myself a fan, and you know, probably a couple of players and teams that I'll probably keep up with. So hopefully it's kind of the same thing where, you know, maybe it's not something that they typically do or watch, but getting kind of introduced to it and getting a little taste of it. I want more.
And what else do you have planned over the course of your time there in the UK? You're interacting with a lot of fans. You mentioned you saw the stadium. What else are you going to be doing?
Yeah, a little later on, we got a fan forum coming up. We did something on Facebook a little earlier today. I'm actually going to go up to Manchester and see some more of the time up there. So I got a lot on my plate. Looking forward to it. And I might even stay here a little longer and go maybe see a couple other countries while I'm over in Europe. So, you know, I'm enjoying myself for sure.
Okay, good stuff. Cam Wake, Pro Bowl defensive end, joining us here on the Finsiders. And I remember catching up with you at the beginning of the offseason workout program. You said that you had been to Paris in the offseason. So this has been quite a world travel offseason for you, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I like to do in my free time is, you know, get out and see other things, other places, get some stamps on the passport. So, yeah, I've definitely got a few more stamps this offseason and might end up getting a few more by the end of the week.
Hey, Cam, training camp is just 9 days away from today as it kicks off July 25th, this Friday. I got to ask you, from a player standpoint, I know you're looking forward to the upcoming season. Are you looking forward to training camp knowing there's a lot of hard work involved there?
You know, it's one of those things where every year you kind of, you know, can't wait, you know, to lift your chops and go out there and get after it, get the season started. And I know a lot of the guys in the locker room are feeling the same way, you know. We've had a great offseason so far with the mini camps and OTAs. And, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, I know Coach mentioned before, having 99% attendance for a, you know, voluntary, you know, portions of our training camp, or excuse me, our offseason. I mean, I think that's tremendous, and that kind of shows the direction that we're going and the kind of guys that we have in the locker room that everybody's kind of bought in and you know, we didn't have to be there.
Hey, Cam, how good can the tandem of yourself and Olivier Vernon be rushing the passer? You know, Olivier had 11.5 sacks last year. You had 8.5 sacks, went to another Pro Bowl. How good can you guys be kind of in your second year together with a kind of a dynamic duo there?
Getting after the quarterback is something that we love to do, and on the defensive side of the ball, that's what Coach Coyle, you know, one of the prides of our defense. So, you know, again, the sky's the limit. Also, with some other guys, Deion Drew and Derek Shelby, and even some of the linebackers that we have who have also like to get after. I mean, that's something that we like doing, and I don't see that changing this year either.
Cam Wake, Pro Bowl defensive end, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline all the way from London as he's over there getting ready for a promotional tour as the Dolphins obviously play Week 4 at Wembley Stadium against the Raiders over in London. All right, you mentioned Derek Shelby. He said recently that he's benefited greatly from the Cam Wake offseason program. Now, Cam, what exactly does that consist of, and why has Derek Shelby been helped out so much by it?
Well, I like to think that I could be one of the guys that, you know, some of the younger guys look to for, you know, direction and how to prepare for a season. You know, having been here a few years and kind of knowing the ropes, so to speak, but it's not one of the positions, you know, generally where you have DBs and receivers who are pretty light and they run a lot, but then, you know, maybe not the most powerful guys. And opposite side, you got these big old linemen who are big and strong and powerful, but they don't do much running. You know, at a defensive end position, you got to do a little bit of both. You got to be able to run back. But at the same time, you got to be strong enough and powerful enough to last the whole game against, you know, these big old linemen. So, you know, because it's a lot that goes into it to play that position, and you got to make sure you're ready for the season.
Cam, the team received disappointing news not too long ago that Deion Jordan will miss the first four games of the regular season due to suspension. What was your reaction to that, and how do you see the defensive line as a group overcoming his absence for the first four games?
Well, obviously it's something that you don't want to hear. It's disappointing, but with any absence, you know, from a teammate, and you know, obviously you never want to see it, but whether it's something personal, whether it's injury, you know, even myself had an injury last year. You know, obviously we love to have a guy, and with anybody else, same thing. But at the end of the day, you know, come kickoff, we've got to go with the guys that are suited up.
Cam, one of the big changes in the buzz around this defense is the shift in the linebackers. A lot of personnel is the same, but you look at Koemisi moving to the middle. As you observed him in the offseason workout program, OTAs and minicamp, how do you think that transition is going for Koa?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'm definitely looking forward to, probably the most out of any quote-unquote position battle at training camp. It's probably going to be that linebacker spot. And I think it's going to be a tremendous kind of position to watch because we have so many guys who can kind of contribute to making plays on the field. Obviously, Koa and Ellerby and even Jelani, who, you know, a lot of people don't mention his name, but we've seen him make a lot of plays as well. So, you know, that competition at that spot is just going to make each individual person better. I mean, if one guy goes out and makes two plays, and hey, the next guy, they got to make two and three and then four and so on and so forth. So that competition is going to help the defense. And, you know, by the end of training camp, I'm sure whoever's at that spot is going to be a great asset.
Cam Wake, Pro Bowl defensive end, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline here on the Finnsiders as he's in London right now promoting the game at Wembley Stadium week four against the Raiders. All right. We always talk about getting off to a good start in the regular season. Also, Cam, knowing that you've got the Patriots in week one, the Bills in week two, and knowing that there were some struggles last season in the division, how important will it be to get off to a good start in that AFC East?
Well, I think it'll be great. I think last season we probably had the opposite. We kind of had the season backloaded as far as division games coming down the stretch. But it'll be nice to hopefully get out there and, you know, get after, you know, division and with a fire under our butt first few games, get some wins and kind of lead off in the right direction so that, you know, we're not in the same situation like we were last year. We're coming down the stretch kind of scratching and clawing, you know, trying to get ahead of the ball, get the ball rolling in the right direction early. And, you know, hopefully you can look back at your work later on in the season and then put those in the bank.
All right, Cam, you mentioned that you've got a lot more planned today as you interact with fans in the UK, and you've got more planned tomorrow. I know you're planning on going to Manchester, and you're going to visit Manchester City. You referenced the World Cup. Are you looking forward, especially after this World Cup experience that we've all been through, to see Manchester City and learn about that culture there with the soccer that's so big over in the UK?
Without a doubt. Obviously, like you said, over the past few months with the World Cup, you know, just kind of getting a little taste of what that world is like and seeing the passion from the fans and how much support they have for their teams and their individual players that they enjoy so much. I mean, it's, you know, I'm a kind of guy who likes to have a broad spectrum of experiences and being able to kind of taste from each culture. So being able to go up there and kind of seeing what that world is like, soccer world, their quote-unquote their football world is like, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well, Cam, really appreciate you joining us and taking the time. I know you're very busy over there promoting everything involved with the NFL going once again over the UK. Thanks a lot. Travel safely, and we look forward. 9 days from now, we'll see you out on the field for training camp here in Davie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be ready, and I'll see you then.